From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. President Obama says Afghanistan is ready to move from a decade of war to a period of peace and development. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama is hosting a NATO summit in Chicago on Afghanistan's post-war future.
President Obama says there's still a lot of work to do in Afghanistan, and he warned more lives will be lost there. Still, he's clearly looking ahead to the end of U.S. combat operations. The Secretary General of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, says by 2014, Afghanistan will be responsible for its own security, though he promised other countries are not walking away.
This will be a powerful demonstration of the commitment of the whole international community to the future of Afghanistan.
Leaders are also discussing the future of NATO itself and how to ensure the alliance is adequately funded at a time when many member governments are cutting their own budgets. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Chicago.
The NATO summit has brought thousands of protesters to Chicago. NPR's David Shaper talked with anti-war veterans who organized a march to the convention site.
Some of these veterans will be returning their medals that they were awarded in combat, to NATO to protest NATO's continued involvement in Afghanistan. The message is that they would like to see an immediate withdrawal, and 2014 for many of them is just too late.
NPR's David Shaper reporting from Chicago. The only man ever found guilty in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing has died at the age of 60. NPR's Amos Khalid reports Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi had been suffering from prostate cancer.
The 1988 Pan Am bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland was a Christmas tragedy.
A Pan-American jumbo jet has crashed into a town in Scotland.
Suddenly disappeared from Scotland radar.
I saw something which resembled like an atom bomb going off.
The attack killed 270 people. Lisa Gibson lost her 20-year-old brother Ken on that flight.
I've always believed that ultimately he will have his day of reckoning, and I believe it's happening today.
In a highly controversial 2009 decision, Abdel Basset al-Megrahi was released from prison in the UK and allowed to return home to Libya on humanitarian grounds. The former Libyan intelligence officer had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Al-Megrahi died a free man in his home in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
A bomb exploded in Syria today about 500 feet from the chief of the United Nations observers. No casualties reported. Major General Robert Mood is in Syria to see how the ceasefire is holding. It's not. The UN truce went into effect last month, but there's been almost daily violence since then. The UN nuclear agency chief is on his way to Tehran for meetings with officials on Iran's nuclear program. Yukio Amano told reporters he's optimistic about his chances for an agreement that would allow his organization to resume its investigation into whether Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons. This is NPR News. It appears Congress is heading for another showdown on the debt limit eventually. The nation will most likely reach the limit sometime after the election, and Congress would have to raise it to keep the government from defaulting on its debts, money that's already been spent. On the television talk shows this morning, House Speaker John Boehner told ABC's This Week when the issue does come up, he'll insist on spending cuts. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell echoed that position on CBS's Face the Nation. The glamorous Cannes Film Festival is being accused of sexism. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports this year's 22-film selection includes no women directors.
As stars walk up the legendary red carpet, the cameras flash. But this year, women filmmakers have signed a petition protesting the lack of female directors in the running for the Cannes top prize, the Palme d'Or. More than 1,000 women in the business from as far afield as Australia, Brazil, and India signed an online appeal which urges Cannes jurors to commit to transparency and equality in the selection process of their films. But the festival hit back, saying it would continue to select pictures based solely on their merits. The Cannes Festival Board said that it would continue to program the best films from around the world without distinction as to race, color, sex, language, religion, political opinion, or national or social origin. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
In Hollywood, the superhero movie The Avengers is number one at the box office this weekend for the third weekend in a row. Preliminary figures show it's bringing in more than $55 million. A movie based on a board game, Battleship, opened a distant second, while the comedy The Dictator came in third. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.